The first reading today, St. Paul says to the Corinthians that he presented them to Christ as a chaste bride. The gospel reading, our Lord speaks to us about a marriage feast. And we have to recognize that this is exactly what God is calling us to. The spiritual life is about a relationship of love. Many people think it's just saying prayers. That's not what it's about. It is about loving the Lord. Saint Teresa says very clearly that prayer is not thinking much, but loving much. So it's not going to prayer, especially to say, give me, give me, give me, give me, because that's not what prayer is all about. Prayer is about loving God. If we can understand that it is a relationship of true and profound love, it is similar in that way to a spousal relationship, which is exactly why in Scripture it is presented over and over and over again as a marriage. Because that's what God is looking for. He wants you to be united with Him. He is the bridegroom of our soul. And so that's what heaven is going to be. And this world is about preparation for eternity. So it's a matter then of striving to grow in that love for God. This is an easier concept for women to grasp than it is for men, because after all, we're talking about the Lord. And so for guys, it's like, wait, 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 how does this work? It's a spiritual reality, not a physical one. It is about uniting the heart, the soul. It has nothing to do with anything beyond that. But it's seeking to love God, as Jesus tells us, with our whole heart and soul and strength. That's what it's all about. So we need to be able to look within our own selves and ask ourselves, am I truly loving God? And just as we would do in a marriage, we ask ourselves, am I loving my spouse more than what I did yesterday? Because that's what we're supposed to be doing every day, loving God more. A lot of us just want to skate through, and we don't really want to be bothered with trying to love more, because the problem is, if we're going to love more, that means that the things that are selfish, the things that stand between God and me, need to be removed so that I can love more. Purifications are a pain, and we don't like them. But we need to recognize what they're about. The saints rejoice in the purification because it allows them to love more perfectly. It purifies the heart so that they can get rid of all the selfishness. That's the way God loves us, in a totally selfless way. He wants only the very, very, very best for us. And so if you want to be able to learn about the prayer life, today's saint is the one you want to look to. Saint Teresa is the master of prayer in the church. There is no one who has been able to present the spiritual life in a more clear way. There are lots of roads and pathways up the mountain. One can look at it and all the various schools that the church has approved. There's the Benedictine way, and there's a Franciscan way, and there's a Dominican way, and there's an Ignatian way, and so on. But there's only one way to the top. So there are lots of ways to get 2/3 to 3/4 of the way up the mountain. But there's only one way that goes from that point to the top. And that's the way that Saint Teresa teaches us. There is no other way. That's what we need to be clear about. So if you really want union with God, this is the lady you need to look to, because she's the one that lays it out for us. She's the one that presents to us what this is all about. And so I highly recommend reading St. Teresa, but not just reading her, learn from her, because she's the one who teaches us the most perfect way to God and what it's going to require to get our souls purified so that we can love him with our whole heart and soul and strength. So what a great gift God has given to his church and this extraordinary woman. And what a great gift he continues to give to us. Just like the great saints, and she is one of them, you can still get her writings 500 years after they were written, all in paperback, all still selling very well, because there just simply is nothing better. So you can get her stuff at any Catholic bookstore, and I highly recommend it to you, because she is the master. She is the one who teaches us all. And if we can learn from what she teaches, we can understand then exactly what we're hearing in the gospel today. It is about being presented to Christ as a chaste bride. That means one whose heart is pure, one who truly is in love with the Lord. That's what he wants for us. Be able to do that in this life, because heaven is a marriage banquet. And if we can learn how to do that here, then we have prepared ourselves so that we can enter into heaven. The goal, obviously, is to try not only to love God more and more, but even on the practical level, to not have to spend so much time in purgatory. Yeah, if we can get to purgatory, at least we know we'll get to heaven. But why would you want to spend any more time there than you have to? Which also means spending less time in heaven and loving God less than what you're able to do. We want to love him as much as we're able. And that means being purified. That means striving to love him truly with our whole heart and soul and strength. That's what St. Teresa teaches us. So we look to her and get on that path. We can make our way to the top of the mountain, because that's where we're going to find true union with Jesus Christ.